Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
And hello, everybody. Let's see if you can hear this. Somebody give me a shout out in the chat room. seem to be having technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio, so I'm not sure what's going on. If you can hear me, let me know in the chat room. Now you can hear. All right. So I've been talking for 5 minutes or so. And no one's listening. Hey, there's a correlation. Because I've been talking since 2005, and maybe 10,000 are listening now. You know what I find amazing is that when you look at the vast amount of YouTube videos out now, everybody takes my stuff I've brought to the forefront. Nobody gives me credit. Nobody says anything about the trends I've set. That's all right. All right, so what I was talking about was the correlations, because, you know, I've been watching these videos of the Las Vegas shooting, and it's the same thing, folks. No matter how much you debunk the official narrative, they're never going to change it. They'll never change it. They're not going to admit, oh, wait, there was more than one shooter. Oh, wait, you're right. Some of those bullets were used on the speakers and the other ones were coming from a different direction. They're never going to change their official stories. It's the same as Sandy Hook. You know, when you look at Sandy Hook, no kids died. The school had been closed for five years. The people involved as crisis actors were all awarded homes around the area that were empty, or their mortgages were paid off, and subsequently, a lot of them won the state lotto in the following month. Wow, what a coincidence that all these crisis actors won the state lotto. So instead of getting payments directly from the government, they got lotto numbers. Wow, how random is the lottery now, do you think, huh? How random was that? And you know what? Las Vegas isn't going to be any different. And if you look last week, the 23rd, I said, was the sign, their green light. And the next day, the 24th, a black male walks into a white church and shoots it up. Of course, you don't hear about that much from the media, because that destroys the narrative that it's only the black people that are victims. So they hurry up and shove that under the rug, because it was a black male shooting up white people in a church and probably someone Obama would want to adopt as a son. And now we have Las Vegas, which was targeted, if you listen to the libtard talk, because that's where the Christians and the Republicans would be. They're targeting us, folks. I've told you the war is on. It's on. They're coming after the Christians. And they can target Republicans, but who's Republicans? The Christians. Most patriots and Christians and people with a thinking brain are Republicans. And so they're coming after us. And they'll stew it this week, and then next week they'll come up with something else. It's not going to give up, folks. It's not going to stop. And so what I've been trying to get you to do is prepare yourselves, because the war is on against us. They're not your friends. They don't want prayer. They don't want invited to church. They don't want God. They don't want salvation. They want to kill you. So stop being soft on evil, because that's what your church pastors have led you to be accepting of the government, to be accepting of every abuse that comes your way, to be floor mats, to be treated like garbage and be abused, and stand up for yourselves. You have one AR, go get another one. You got one box of bullets, go get another one. Get ready to defend and fight for yourselves, folks, because the war is on. And in a time of war, the Father always stood up his people to fight, not be wussies and lay down. It's not yours to just roll over dead and let the government and the UN troops that are coming in walk all over you and carry you off to FEMA camps where they can abuse and rape and sodomize you because they plan to. Fight back, folks. Grow a pair and get ready to fight back. You know, the Lord honors your faith, when you back it up with action. Backing it up with your works, which is your actions. That's when he honors your faith. He doesn't want a bunch of couch potatoes. Where'd the couch potatoes get all the people in Houston? You don't think those people were praying as they're trouncing through 5 feet of water to get somewhere? They weren't prepared. They weren't paying attention. And they thought just calling on the name of Jesus was going to pull them out of whatever disaster they're in. No, they're in FEMA camps. They're dead. They're disappeared. They're missing. They're dealing with destructions. Christians everywhere deal with these kinds of issues. You don't get away with it just because you're a Christian. Bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to the Lord's people. You can prevent that by being prepared, because he will honor that. You know why there's a civil war coming to this country? Because the Christians finally grow up here and fight back. That's why there's civil war, because they're coming. We all know that. They're coming after us. There's what? 8% of libtards in this country that we actually have to deal with right now? 8%. They're the minority. So don't be intimidated by these bullies. That's all they are. They're loudmouth bullies. And that whole crowd is nauseating. It's just nauseating to me to watch any of these feminist rallies or this Antifa or this Black Lives Matter. They're all just hate, and they're bullies. They're bullies. It's us against them, folks, because all it is hate. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with hate. They hate the Lord. They hate the Father. And when they look at you, they can see your light. Evil sees light. Darkness knows light. That's why so many people can't understand why you can walk into a store and people are looking at you and they're hissing at you and you can see the disdain on their faces and they hate you and you think, what are they looking at? You know? It's because they can see your light. It's the demons in them, because so many are so possessed. And they can see your light. Christians have the light of the Father in them. Good people have light. Not the light of the Father, but they still have a certain amount of light in them because they're good people. That's why when you're against somebody and you're standing beside somebody and they're evil, you just feel grossed out if you're sensitive to energies, like I am. Some people just nauseate you because you feel the darkness in them. People who are possessed, people who have sexual perversions, people who do wicked things, you lose the light that's in you as a human being. And you become darker and darker and darker. And this is exactly why one of the first things that Satan does when somebody sells their soul to the devil, or let's say a bride, one of the top witches that's getting married to him, what they do is any kind of light that's left in that person, they want to quickly snuff out. And the fastest way to snuff the light out of another human being is to make them murder someone or make them eat the flesh of a child or a baby. Eating the flesh of a baby. And that's why they do these despicable things, because it drains the light out of a human being. It turns them into pure darkness, pure evil. You know, I look at people and it's like, what the heck is that? Because they just have a really weird aura around them. And it's like there's different types. You become, as you become more aware, you can become more confused because you don't know how to describe what you're what you're seeing or feeling from these people. But you'll notice this weird glow over child pedophiles. sex and people with sexual perversions, they have this weird glow. Same one alcoholics will have, just a weird light on them. It's gross. And then then you just have the outright possessed. And the thing with the 5G network now is that they're installing all these towers everywhere that's not only spiking the radiation amounts in every single city that has these towers. Oh, and I love this one. They're telling you that this is coming from the Antarctica. These radiation spikes are coming up from Antarctica. Now, they're putting in these 5G networks. They're getting ready to unleash the 5G network on people. And it's the towers they're putting up that are unleashing radiation in all the cities. And it's these same towers that have voice-to-skull technology built in. People are going to start hearing voices in their heads. So they're going to think they're mental. You know, they're going to think, you know, I got these voices in my head. Schizophrenics. This is what's coming with the 5G network, where they can speak to your head. But that's going to be unleashed probably next year. They're preparing now. They're still in the preparation phase of the 5Gs. Do not get the 5G TVs, even if they're cheap. Don't get it. Don't fall for it. Keep your old ones, folks. Don't get anything 5G. Totally stay away from the 5G network. I know I haven't done anything on that yet because I'm not prepared to, but stay away from it. Just stay away from it. It's the last step to totally enslaving every human on this planet is the 5G network. It's the whole AI system that's coming into play. And so I'll be doing shows later, if I'm stuck here any longer, which is really, really getting annoying. I don't want to be here any longer than I have to be. But watch for more attacks coming. Stay home. Don't be venturing out into large gatherings of people, because the attacks are going to start coming with a flurry now. They're just going to start coming all the time. We just had all these hurricane attacks, and there was no let-up. They went in straight into shootings now. Next, it'll be, food poisons. Completely stay away from vaccines and flu shots. It's just going to come rapidly in every direction, folks. And so, like I always said, when I got to the end time, if you couldn't listen to the Father, you were going to be hurting, because now more than ever, people need to be able to hear the Father and recognize the ways he works so he can speak to them and warn them, don't go in there, turn right, turn left, turn around. Listen to that small voice in your spirit. It's a small voice in your spirit. He does not speak to our heads. The Father will not speak to your head. If you hear a voice in your head, rebuke it. You know, he doesn't speak to your head. If you hear voices in your head, the easiest thing you can do is say, I rebuke you in the name of Yahushua. If you're brighter, you'll lose the name Jesus Christ. And ask the Father to destroy the technology being used to send voices to your head. And if it's a demonic being, ask him to chain it and cast it into the abyss. You have got to get proactive, because if you don't get off your butts and start putting demons in the abyss and destroying technology, they're going to harass you to your grave, because they don't stop. And when they realize, hey, you know how many generals of ours we've lost because of that girl? They stay away from you. They learn to stay away from you. I'll tell you, they are afraid to death to take me on. And you know why? Because I've put them in their place. And you have all the same power to put them in their place as a child of God's. So use it. Use it. Instead of rallying for support because they're attacking you, the first things out of your mouth should be attacking them back, putting up shields of defenses around you and attacking them back. And you do not have to be a rocket scientist to put a general of Lucifer's in the abyss. Because I don't care if it's a little black shadow thing or a 12-foot monster. A chain is a chain, and an angel is an angel, and the abyss is the abyss. You ask an angel to chain that thing around the neck and cast it into the abyss in the name of Yahushua, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that thing is good as gone. Because when you start using your authority in the name of the Son of God, angels are going to be sticking around because they're going to know you're going to be using them. Got to stand up, folks. Got to start learning spiritual warfare. If you can think it, you can say it. It doesn't have to be formulated in specific words. You don't have to worry about a proper technique, the correct way. There is no such thing. I want to make this as simple as possible so that you can get the idea that you can fight back without some kind of protocols. The only protocol you have is in the name of Jesus or in the name of Yahushua. Yahushua is his real name. The elect like to use his real name. The brighters like to use the name Jesus Christ. He'll answer to either one. Yahushua using his real name was just a sign of maturity. That's his name. Yahushua ben Joseph. People think there's no other name but Jesus, but Jesus is the new name since the 1600s. For 1600 years before that, he was known as Yahushua ben Joseph. Hello. I love it when the bride thinks they know something and they don't. You know, you just have to patiently bring them along into maturity. Some of them are just happy where they're at, and whatever. We're at a time in our timeline where you're just going to start falling over like flies because you're not listening to the Father, because you can't recognize him. When you get a nagging in your spirit and it goes away, and then it comes back, that's the Father trying to get your attention. Nagging is the number one thing. If it keeps nagging you to do something and you would keep ignoring it, and then he brings it back and keeps bringing it back and back, that's him. He's trying to get your attention. People who aren't in tune to hearing his how he works, his ways, they think it's their intuition. Your intuition telling you to do something. Oh, I should have done that. I kept feeling I should have did that. That's the Father trying to get your attention. You need that now more than ever because, you know, if there's stop points at a road and he's telling you to stop, turn around, you need to do that. If he's telling you to stay home, stay inside, you need to do that. You need to hear him. So one of the biggest things most people need to be doing from now on is asking the Father to teach them how to hear him. Ask him how to hear him, how he works. Because you need to know these things for the times that are coming. How many more fake people do we have to watch on TV before you realize everything around us is turning really fake? Where's all the real humans? You know, I used to sit here and laugh about the fake models, actors they were using in daytime television and these lawyer commercials and money commercials and stuff, all these fake actors, synthetics. They're all over the place. Fox News, that whole network has been throwing out humans and replacing them with synthetics for a while now. These plastic synthetics. Because they can be possessed and controlled by demons and aliens. They can be used as hosts for other entity beings to take over them. And so you sit and watch TV and you're watching somebody's face melt. They start shifting and morphing. Yeah, that's because it's a fake human possessed by an entity. And it's bad. All the actors in Hollywood, most of them have been replaced. People are talking about the Jim Carrey meltdown. That's because that's not the real one. It's not the real one. They're trying to tell you. They sold out to Satan, and now they all regret it. But you know what? Most of them are dead, but the clones that they keep cloning off the original ones have those same feelings from the original host that they're being cloned of. I've explained that. A lot of them have been replaced. I think 500 of them were killed in 2012. Anyway, folks, time's already up. I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, everybody, Yah bless.